ceasefire is important. People don't have to die needlessly. At the end of the day, after any conflict, it's going to be necessary that the belligerents sit down and work out their differences and conclude the war with a political settlement. That's necessary. That's important. So it's encouraging that after the resumption of the war in Tigray, that there is an increasing activity to negotiate.
But TPLF, did they welcome or did they accept a ceasefire?
No, there is no ceasefire to accept. They met American envoy Mike Hammer at the behest of the Secretary of State. And when the Americans convened them, they gave them instructions that the delegates from both sides should have the mandate to sign a ceasefire, to agree to the humanitarian delivery of aid and the turning on of services, and of course to agree to a roadmap of this peace process. But as soon as they started negotiations, or at least talking to each other, after the American envoy finished his preliminaries, the Ethiopian side said, we are not ready to sign. We are not instructed to sign anything. In fact, they thought they came to actually accept the surrender of the Tigrayan Defense Forces. So because they said they did not have the mandate to sign anything, they had to go back to Addis Ababa to talk to their bosses. So there was no discussion of a ceasefire, much less text of a ceasefire. So they actually asked for international experts who would guide the process. So experts are going to be needed, and international observers to make sure that everybody lives up to what they sign. So even though this is a declaration of intent, there is no ceasefire at this moment.
The last time we spoke, Professor, it sounded to me that the TPLF were not comfortable with an African Union or maybe the peace mediator of the African Union. Are they saying they may be ready for an African Union-led peace negotiation?
The Tigray regional government have always said they are okay with an AU-led process. But Mr. Obasanjo, the high representative, is no longer credible. When Mr. Obasanjo, in his report, actually requested that Eritrea become a party to the process, that's when he lost all credibility with the regional government of Tigray. Even before, the Tigray government never stated that they do not accept an AU-led process. They made reservations about the pronouncement that Moussa Faki made at the beginning of the war, but they were not against the principle or the idea of an AU-led process. They only objected to Mr. Obasanjo. They were willing to work with the president of Kenya at the time. This time, they affirmed their position that they accept an AU-led process, but the current high representative is not credible.
Professor, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. I do appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.